bring, if sorrow and sunshine or rain. Lord, I look over everything and all of my worries in faith. Oh yes, are you living by faith in Jesus above, trusting, confiding in his great love? From all I'm safe in his sheltering arm. I'm living by faith. May blow and the storm clouds arise, obscuring the brightness of light. Never, never a lamp, the overcast skies, master looks on at my strength. Oh, I'm living by faith in Jesus above, trusting, confiding in his great love. From all I'm saved, in his sheltering arm, living by faith, feel the love. I know he will safely carry me through, no matter what evil betides. Why should I then care? Stumpers may blow. Jesus walks through my side. Are you living now? I'm living by faith in Jesus above, trusting, confiding in his great love. From all I'm saved in his sheltering arm, living by faith.
Bless you this morning. I'm sure everyone's happy to be here today. It was a wonderful day yesterday. Really enjoyed the time. Thank you, Brother Wim, and his family. And we're really glad this morning that the Lord has added to our army. Amen. Brother Matthew Payne, Sister Candace, they're sojourning with us. They're home people from South Africa. Amen. But to the saints who know them, they've been living in Vancouver for a while. Amen. And now he's across here working. And the good thing about him, he let it slip, or somebody let it slip to me, that he was a minister. And now a minister. Now we know that no saint should ever get rust on their weapons. Yes. So we want to really just make sure our brother, he keeps his sword nice and sharp. So he's agreed to take the Sunday school as a starting point. So we're really looking forward to it. So let's hand over to Brother Matthew Payne for the Sunday school.
Amen. It's great to be here this morning. Let's start just by bowing our heads. Our gracious and eternal Father, Lord, what a privilege it is, Lord Father God, to once again, Lord Father God, to spend time with you, to spend time with brethren, Lord Father God, as we take in your word. Lord Father God, we've not come to see one another, Lord. We've not come to see man, Lord, but we've come to hear from you, Lord. Lord Father God, you know exactly what we need in our hearts, Lord Father God, each and every one, Lord. And we pray, Lord, that you'll hide the vessel this morning, Lord. Lord Father God, may your word speak to us, Lord Father. May it speak to our situation and to our need, Lord. And Lord Father God, may we draw closer to you as we spend time in your presence, Lord. May you bless this church, Lord Father God, the leadership, each and every one, Lord Father God, and the sacrifices that are made, Lord Father God, to keep things going, Lord. We pray that your hand will continue to be a part of it, Lord. May you bless us now, I pray and ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. As we open our Bibles, we'll just turn to two portions of Scripture. The first will be in Romans 5, starting with chapter 1, and then we'll move over to Philippians chapter 4, we'll start with verse 7. So So if we start just Romans chapter 5 verse 1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. And then we can move over to Philippians 4 verse 7. If you have it, it reads, "And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Amen. May the Lord add the blessing through of his word. You may be seated. So just for a title this morning, if we had to title the thought, it would be Peace Over Understanding. And before we get into it, I'd like to thank each and everyone, whether I've spoken to you or not, but thank you for the welcoming presence that is here. For the many messages, for coming and talking to us, and it's when you arrive in a new country, it's always challenging, and it's nice to know that wherever you go in the world, they're children of God, and that truly they are your family. It's such a blessing to know that this family of God, and we thank you for welcoming us into this fellowship. So if we have to look at peace over understanding, it's always something that has been striking to me, is that the Bible says that God will give us peace that passes understanding. And if we had to look at what that is, if we look at how I was interested to see if the world had a measurement of peace, because the world has a definition of peace. And one thing I think that really is lacking in this world is peace. People are not at peace with themselves, they're not at peace with others, and mostly because they're not at peace with God. And it was interesting to see that there actually is a measurement that the world has. It's called the Global Peace Index. And they've got all these different parameters, and they score countries based on these different parameters. A lot of it has to do with war and military action and all of that. Ireland, interestingly enough, I think scores second best, which is interesting. So it's quite a peaceful country. I don't know if all the people in it are peaceful, but... So Ireland scores well, and they've got this Global Peace Index, and what the world is looking at is how they look at all these different things, and they come up with a score. And they've got this big map in different colors, and you'll see like North America, Ireland, a lot of Europe scores quite well. Africa's not scoring too well at the moment. Russia's obviously red, like not scoring well at all. And they've done this whole study, and what they started doing it, I think it was in 2008 or 18, I can't remember. But what they did was they started looking at trends in global peace by these definitions. And what they've seen is in the last report, in the 2024 report, they said that 97 countries in the world had a deterioration in peace. So their peace levels were going down by the standards that the world measures peace by. So even the world knows that the world is becoming less of a peaceful place. And they were saying that some countries have slipped more than others, but what they're saying is that it's alarming, is that that the peace index is starting to slip in countries. And we know that that is what this world is destined for. It's not destined to be a peaceful place until the rapture, and things will get worse, we know that. So overall, it's just prophecy that's being fulfilled. But that's how the world measures peace. And it's interesting to know that we can live in a world where there is no peace, and yet as believers we can have peace. And we can understand that peace comes through Christ. But if we had to look back as to where this all started, like if we can actually turn to Leviticus, to Leviticus chapter 7. Leviticus chapter 7 talks about the different sacrifices that are made. And in we can maybe read Leviticus chapter 7 verse 11. The Bible says in Leviticus chapter 7, we'll just read two short verses over there. The first will be verse 11 that says, "And this is the law of the sacrifice of peace offering, which he shall offer unto the Lord. If he offer it for a sacrifice, if he offer it for thanksgiving, then he shall offer with the sacrifice of thanksgiving unleavened cakes mingled with oil, and unleavened wafers anointed with oil, and cakes mingled with oil of fine flour fried." And then if we jump over... If we jump over to, in the same chapter, into verse 16, He says, so he's talking about the Bible's talking about peace offerings, right? So he says that first of all, there's a peace offering of thanksgiving. And then he says in verse 16, if the sacrifice of his offering be a vow or a voluntary offering, it shall be eaten the same day that he offereth the sacrifice. And on the morrow also the remainder of it shall be eaten. So without going too much into this chapter, what they're looking at in Leviticus chapter 11, chapter 7, is that the priest would come and there were different offerings that the priest would make, and one of those offerings was a peace offering. And the peace offering, basically, there were three purposes or three types of it. There was offering of thanksgiving, it was an offer of a vow, and a voluntary offering. But in all of that, the main theme is that the priest is offering a sacrifice of a peace offering unto the Lord, and it's a sacrifice that comes with saying thank you to the Lord. Whether it's just voluntary coming and saying thank you, Lord, for your blessing, or for a specific purpose to say thank you for helping us through war, that sort of thing. In all of that, it shows that it speaks of a relationship between the sacrifice that's being made and the sacrifice that's being received. In order, because what it is, if you think about Thanksgiving, what is it to say thank you to somebody, right? It's to say thank you for what you've done for me. We're not going to walk around in Dublin and just say thank you to people like that. That doesn't mean anything. There has to be a sort of a relationship. You know, like when you're given a gift, you say thank you for that. Thank you. Like, you know, I don't know, my daughter asks me for a bike and I get her the bike. She says, thank you for fulfilling that for me. So what it speaks of in the peace offering, that the sacrifice of thanksgiving that in the old chapter the priest used to bring, it comes back to a relationship that existed between the priest or between the person that was making that sacrifice and God receiving that sacrifice. And in that's in the Old Testament. We know that the Old Testament types the New Testament. And in Isaiah 9 verse 6, I'll just read it. It's a scripture that many of us know. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And we can see in Brother Brown talks about it in many places where he says that how Christ brings peace to us. And that in Christ being on the cross was a peace offering for us that reconciled us back to Christ. Because what it did, back to God, because what it did is it brought back that relationship that was lost in the fall. And in that relationship that is then brought back, it's amazing how it then continues a relationship with Christ. The same way that the peace offering was because of a relationship, it spoke between a relationship of the person sacrificing and God receiving. When Christ came, he brought back that relationship. It was restored back to the believer. And we now have access to the throne of God through the cross, through that peace offering that was slain on the cross for us. Brother Branham says in Be Not Afraid, It Is I, he says that the people that believed that we lay their hands on the sick, as a sanctification, they believed it. But now I believe that Jesus Christ is here. I believe that he's here in every strength and everything that he was ever on earth. The only difference is that the corporal body sits in the throne of God, and there is the peace offering for you. It's your assurance that he died for you. And all you have to do is accept it and believe it. And then he says again, believe it. So even though the physical body is not here, the physical body of Christ is not here, but Brother Branham says over there that peace offering is for you. It is for you and I. And what that does is it then brings us, because Brother Branham, in the context of this quote, he's moving into a prayer line and he wants to raise the faith of the people. And he says, how can you believe? He says, Christ has died for you. And he is here in his full power. The only difference is that his physical body is not here. But that peace offering has already been made for us. And in making that peace offering, we now have the blessings of healing. We have the blessings. We can access the throne of God because that relationship is restored again through that peace offering that is made for us. And so we can see that through that peace offering, we get fellowship and we get access to the throne of God. Brother Branham says over here, Gracious and Holy Father, as we come to thy presence, leaving this room, by faith we come to the throne of God, where the golden altar stretches from sky to sky, where every mortal, creed, or race, or color has the right to come, every creature,
in which Christ died and laid himself upon the altar for our sin offering. We have a right to come boldly to the throne of God, and we thank thee for this great privilege that we have today and that we've got. And we thank thee for every member of the body on earth today that has come to this great throne and has accepted the peace offering and the peace that passes understanding. So now we understand that the world has a way of measuring peace. We understand that a peace offering was something that wasn't anything new. Back in the Old Testament, in the book of Leviticus, the priests would do it, and they would offer that peace sacrifice, how that spoke of a relationship. And then bringing it through to the New Testament, how Christ is our peace offering, and how that also brings us back into fellowship with God. And then it's beautiful to see how Brother Branham says that he brings us to that peace that passes understanding. But what is understanding, right? By definition, the word of the understanding means the power of the mind to think, to understand, and to form. So if we had to look at just breaking down the scripture that we read in Romans, where the peace, he will give us a peace that passes understanding. What is understanding? So understanding is the mind, right? It's how our mind accepts things, how our mind interprets things, and then how we then formulate an understanding of what is happening around us. It's how our mind reasons the situation that we're in. So my understanding might be different to anybody else's understanding, because my mind would work differently. And it's beautiful to know that the peace that we have, that the Bible gives us, says that it passes understanding. That means that the peace is greater than the understanding. And if we look at what we're dealing with, we're looking at peace, and how we get that peace is only through Jesus Christ. It's only through that peace offering that was made for us. But what that peace does is that it passes understanding, which means that once again, it's the spiritual overcoming the flesh. It's overcoming the mind. Because in our mind, we have this understanding. We have an understanding of how God should answer our prayers. We have an understanding of what our life should look like in the next 10 years. We have an understanding of where we will be in 6 months' time. And then God will come and change everything. And in all of that, we can still find peace. And in all of that, we can still, and you know, it's, I think it's almost, it's a fine line to walk as a believer in a body of flesh. Because you are controlled by the Spirit, but the flesh still interferes constantly and consistently. Each and every day we battle this flesh. And it's amazing to know that the peace passes understanding, and understanding is linked to the mind, and that is what the devil chose to work with, right? The greatest battle is in our mind. And yet, again, God is coming and saying that I have been sacrificed for you. Christ has been sacrificed for you. And once again, don't worry about the battle that's going on in the mind, because that sacrifice of peace will pass that understanding. It will still be greater than that understanding. And that's when a believer can truly come into a place where no matter what situation we're in, it doesn't mean that it's a good situation to look at, I guess, from a fleshly perspective, from a fleshly understanding. But we can still have that peace that passes that understanding. And that is, it's beautiful to know that. And you know, you can read in the Bible, but it really does, it takes a revelation of what peace is to each and every one of us to actually have that. Because it's easy to speak about peace, it's easy, and the world's understanding of peace might be that there are no wars, that there's no conflict. But that's not necessarily what the Bible talks about when it says a peace that passes understanding. It doesn't say a peace that just brings a very peaceful environment, because that's what the world wants. That's what the Global Peace Index is measuring. What the Bible says is that I will give you a peace in the midst of something that is going to disrupt your understanding, but I will give you a peace that passes that understanding. So he's not promising to take things away from us. He's not promising to take our trials away. What he's offering us is offering us a peace that somehow passes that understanding. Because once again, it comes back to the word of God dominating the flesh. And that's what we want in this life. Because in order for us to make the rapture, we have to dominate this flesh. Because one of these days, this robe of flesh is going to drop and we will rise, right? And in order for that to happen, the flesh cannot be winning. The fleshly desires cannot be winning. And the only way, it's how do we get to that peace? Because all that I want in my life is I just want peace. You know, I go to work every day and you deal with people who are unhappy, who have been waiting for a long time, and there's all this unhappiness around you, and all you just want is, sometimes I think to myself, I just want some peace, just 5 minutes of peace, you know. and you drive home and there's traffic and there's this and that. All you want is just 5 minutes of peace. But that's not the peace that we're necessarily going to get. What we're going to get is we're going to get a peace that passes that understanding, that we will go through that for years and years, and somehow we will still be serving the Lord. Somehow each day we will still be closer to God, and we will not understand how, because we cannot reason. We cannot reason the word of God. But that spirit that then comes into us, that Holy Ghost comes into us, and when that it's beautiful to look at it, to see that the peace offering that came, what it did was it restored that relationship back with God, and in that we can then boldly come and be into the throne of God, and we can boldly approach the throne of God, and we can bring our requests. And the reason that we can bring that request is because we have that relationship with God, and the mind of Christ has now been restored back into the bride. And when the mind of Christ has been restored back into the bride, so the word of God is with us, and the mind of Christ to know what to do with it. Yes. So then God has the confidence that when we come and we can boldly then, we can approach the throne of God, he knows that the same way that Sister Hattie Wright had so many different requests that she could have asked for, he knew that she would ask for the request that was in his will. And that is what we want, and this is what I want in life. I want my desires to be his will. That is all I want in my life. I want to know that if I wanted to live in Timbuktu, I wanted to know that it wasn't my flesh that wanted to live there. Because honestly, my flesh would want to live in many other places. But if this is where God wants me to be, then this is where he will place each and every one of us. And he will give us the peace that we know that this is not where I want to be, but this is where I have to be. And that God will then, as we grow, and how do we get to that point where we have that peace that passes understanding? The answer is, it's always, what I find in life is, whenever I have a question, the answer is always the same. Amen. It's always just to dig into the Word of God. Amen. Bit by bit, just to read the Word of God, to take in the tapes, to listen to it, to let it become a part of your life. And when that becomes a part of your life, then you'll realize that I'm not only reading the news every day, I'm not only listening to the radio, but somehow when I read the Bible, when that is what I'm feeding on, that then starts overcoming and overtaking my fleshly mind and my fleshly understanding. Brother Branham says in The Angel of God, he says, it's the mind of Christ that the human being has the privilege to enter into and know the mind of Christ. And that is what that peace offering did, is that it gave us access, not only access to the throne of God, but he says it gave us access to the mind of God. Amen. And to know what the mind of Christ is. Amen. And that can only come through an individual revelation to each and every one of us. Amen. It cannot be a global or group revelation. We are not the Jews, we are Gentiles, we are his bride. Yes. And he will come to us and deal with us individually. Yes. And that's why we might all be at different walks in life. We might all be at different stages in our Christian walk, at different stages in our revelation. But nonetheless, that is where God wants us to be. So I could look and say, why can't I minister like that one? Why can't I read the Bible like that one? Why can't I have this experience like this one? But God is tailoring each and every experience to us, to bring us into the mind of Christ. It's not so that we can just overcome the world, because we know that we are going to overcome the world. And we don't want to live a life that is just overcoming day by day. But we want to live a life, if we want to live a life of true victory, and if we want to live a life where we can truly come and we can bring our requests before the Lord, we need to know that what we are bringing before the Lord is the will of God. And the only way that we will know that, because it's always, is it the will of God? Is it not the will of God? Is it the will of God? And honestly, when you try and reason that out, when you try and think that through, you could drive yourself insane. Because is it the will of God for me to buy this car? Is it not? Is it? You could honestly drive yourself insane. But when you look at it through knowing that the peace offering, it's so simple. The peace offering is ready made for us. It gives us access not only to the throne of God to ask what we will, but it gives us access to the mind of Christ. It gives us access to the word, and it gives us access to the mind of Christ to know what to do with that word. And then it becomes that, you know what, Lord, if I'm in the desire that you have given to me, I believe is your will. And then it becomes a lot easier. You seek the will of God, but what you're doing is you're asking God, I always ask God to change my desire. That if this desire is my flesh, then Lord, take it away from me completely. Let my desire line up with your will for my life. And when our desires start lining up with the will of God for our life, we'll realize that life doesn't get easier, but it becomes a lot easier to bear. because we're not trying to understand it. We're not trying to reason it out. We're not trying to think about, but I said I was going to live here and I'm here. But I said I was going to have this car now. But it would be like, no, God has placed me here. And things are not going the way that I thought they would. But somehow I still have a peace that passes this understanding. And I do believe that each and every one of us must have a testimony of that in our lives. Because we would not still be here if we did not have a testimony in our lives of sometimes where God has just changed a situation. And often, you know, hindsight is 20/20. We can look back and say, wow, like, I can't believe I wanted that. I can't believe I had that desire. But, and then the human condition is that we could not learn from that. We could still go forward and still want to have our fleshly desires and want our flesh. But it's just the human condition that we're in. But it's glorious to know that we have access to this peace that passes in understanding. And it's wonderful to know that when we read these scriptures, I mean, just when I was just studying this and looking at it, you know, the world reads the same Bible that we do. They read the same scriptures that we do. And if it's not a revelation, it's just words on a page. And I think that often, you know, when people use the word revelation or they speak about, like, it can sound like this deep, deep mystery, and sometimes it is, but often the word revelation is just an uncovering. It's something that is so simple. It's just an uncovering of the word. It's uncovering what God means to you when he in the scripture. What does it mean to have a peace that passes understanding? For me, personally, it means this, and then it becomes revelation. And then it becomes more than just words on a page because it's based on an experience that God has taken us through. And our experiences will all be different, but we'll all have that revelation, that individual walk with Christ. It just gives us such a peace to know that God is with us, to know what God has already done for us and what he is doing for us. And it's beautiful to know that when we read this Bible, we can read it with a revelation that is so different to the rest of the world because of the prophet that came and he taught it to us. And you know, it's something that is so simple. It's simple enough for a child to accept, right? It's not something that is, it's not very complicated. It's something that is very simple. Christ has already come. He's already died on the cross for us. He's already given us, made that peace offering for us. And now we have access to the mind of Christ. And as scary as that sounds, that is the lot of every believer, is that we have access to the mind of Christ. We have access to this word, but so does the world. But we have access to the mind of Christ to know what to do with this word. And that is honestly something that is, it blows the human mind to think that God would choose people as insignificant, someone as insignificant as me, to know his mind. And then in my life, I just think that I'm going day by day. I'm just trying to survive each day. But that's not actually what's happening. My life is a testimony to others around me. And my life is a testimony of that you can be in this world and not of this world. And that you can actually live in a world where peace is deteriorating year by year by year, even at a measurable index. But yet, the believer, we are increasing. I think if we had to have like a believer peace index, we would be increasing each and every day. Because God is with us each and every day. And each and every day, he reveals more and more of himself to us. And it often doesn't feel like anything. But what it is that each and every day, if we look back 10 years and say, wow, look where I was 10 years ago. Look at what I thought 10 years ago. Look where I was in my Christian walk 10 years ago. And look where God has brought me to now. It's just little moment by moment, day by day, God being with his bride and God being in his bride and revealing himself more and more to us. And, you know, I had many scriptures down of where the Bible actually talks about the Lord of peace and how he's the Prince of Peace. He brings peace to us. And how he brings that shalom to us, but Brother Branham says just there's a quote that Brother Branham says in the Pergamene Church Age. He says that those in the bride do only his will. Amen. And if we believe that we are of the bride, we can have the peace that we are doing the will of God, amen. Because he says those that are in his bride does only his will and nothing else. Which means that it's already settled for us as the bride. If we believe that we are members of the bride, and if that revelation has struck us that we are in this bride, then the revelation can strike us already that we are doing the will of God. Because Brother Branham has already said it, and we believe it, and that can settle it for us. Where he says that those in the bride do only his will. And then it becomes a lot more simple to live this life and to bear this life on earth, which is not very long. But once this is all done, once this is all over, and when we get to the other side, we'll look back on these days on earth and we'll say, do you remember when we used to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and we had all these trials and we had all, but somehow we made the rapture. And we have that peace knowing that when that rapture time comes, we will make that rapture without a shadow of a doubt. How? We don't know. But what we do know is that Brother Branham has already said that we are already doing the will of God. Yes. And we can have that peace that passes the understanding. We didn't have to figure the rapture out. The rapture is, it's when we get to that point of translation, it's not going to be a sudden big revelation. It's going to be just little steps of having walked with him each and every day. And then it'll become more realistic to us. Because at the moment, I think, if I think about translation and that, I think of it as a big thing. How's it going to happen? But you know, each and every day that I think about it, the more and more real it becomes. And more real I believe that, you know what, it happened. Enoch walked with God. Yes. One of these days, I'm just going to take a step off. And somehow that makes sense to me. Yeah. Not to my mind, but it makes sense to my faith and to my heart. And yeah, to know that that is going to happen. And again, it's a peace that passes understanding. I think we've reached our time for today. May the Lord richly bless you. And let's maybe just bow our heads. Amen. Our gracious and eternal Father, Lord, once again we want to say thank you, Lord, that you are with us today, Lord Father God. And Lord Father God, we pray that the word that you've brought this morning, Lord Father God, I pray, Lord, that it would have settled our hearts, Lord. It would have settled our minds, Lord, yeah, Father God, to know that you've given us a peace that passes understanding, Lord. In a world that is chaotic and turbulent, Lord Father God, in a world where so much is going on, Lord Father God, and Lord Father God, we can't seem to find a moment to rest, Lord Father. We thank you to know, Lord, that we have a peace that passes understanding, Lord. Not a future tense only, Lord Father God, but not only a past tense, but also a present tense, Lord, that we have the mind of Christ, Lord Father God. We have the peace that passes that understanding, Lord. We are thankful for that, Lord Father God. We pray that you'll bless the rest of the service now as we go forward, Lord. May you bless the song service. May you bless the word that will come forward, Lord. May you continue to edify us, Lord Father God. And Lord Father God, let us just live lives that are pleasing to you in all things, Lord Father. May you bless us now. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen.